Okay, we're on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph, 28 in Darim. So, if you remember the Mishnah, this Mishnah we did on Shabbos, the Mishnah said, Joshua with us, and the Mishnah said, the previous Mishnah said, Stam Darim Mahachmir, that Stam Darim, if a neder, it's somewhat ambiguous, I could interpret it stringently, I could interpret it leniently. So, if the person says, I don't know, if he says, I meant A or I meant B, fine. Because I don't know what he meant, or I meant whatever the Chacham determined it to be. So then we darshan lahakmi stringently uperusham lahakel. But if a person says I meant A and it comes out leniently, it comes out that would go leniently. So today we're at the part about perusham lahakel. So if you look at the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph. So Chaf Amud Aleph's Mishnah says manitin now dar b'cheirim. If a person made a neder using the term cherem, so you know the rans on this are on Yud Chedamud Beis. But let me kind of like let me go back and forth a little bit with this. Let me see where they are. Yeah. So if you look at the first ran, it's where the ran it's on the ran is on page 36, around the 10th medium wide line. Now dar b'cherem v'marlon a dar kil b'chamol shel yam. So he says, means if a person, I'm sorry, back in Chaf Manala, if a person took a neder b'cherem, so if you look at the Rashi, Mefarish, says the Amar, he says, this object is cherem to me. And then he says, what I meant was, and the cherem can mean Kodesh, could be like, you know, something to the base of Mekdash, could be Cherem. He says, this object is Cherem, but he says, I didn't mean that. I meant Cherem Shel Yam. I meant a fishing net can be called a Cherem also. So I meant like a fishing net. So he says here, he said, so back in the Mishnah, now, Darba Cherem, Marlon, Dark Yellow, Cherem Shel Yam. And if you look at Rashi, he says, on the second line, a little Cherem Shel Yam, I'll shame a reshit, stun a boat of Dagim, below Cherem Mamash. The Korban, he says, you know, this object should be prohibited to me, like the korban. So he said, I just meant like the gifts that are given to kings. I didn't mean like something that's prohibited, you know, davar nadur. Right? I didn't mean that. I meant like a korban to malachim, an offering, a gift for a king. He says, hare atzmi korban. He says to his friend, I'm like a korban to you. I'm like prohibited to you. He says, no, I meant I have a bone in my closet. And I want to make a neder. And I let people believe I made a neder recently. I'm really referring to that bone. Atzmi can be me or my bone. He says, then, konam ishti nehenetle, he makes a konam that his wife can't get benefit from him. But Amar lo nadarti ela b'ishti arishona shikirashti. I meant wife number one. In other words, he's got wife number two, and he I don't get into a fight with her, and he says according to Shina innately, he says no, but I only meant wife number one, and according to Rav Leibowitz, even wife number one is not prohibited to him. He says, well, I think b'ishti arishona. I don't remember exactly, but we'll have to see. Maybe the Ron will say something on this. He says, he was quoting, I think, from the Sefer Nidrei Zeruzin from Rav Shlomo Kluger, but I don't remember exactly. He says, Al Kulan Ein Nishalin Lahen. So in all these cases, Ein Nishalin Lahen means they don't have to even go to a Bezdin or a Chacham to be Matir the Neder. There's no Neder, because he said, I make these things. Then the Gemara is going to explain, we don't know this yet, means if he's a Talmid Chacham, we'll believe him with this. But if he's an Amma Aretz, we won't. So if they're an Amma Aretz and they come to a Bezdin to be Shoel on it, on Shinotan, so we don't understand this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain, if he violated the Neder up until that point in time, there'll be a certain punishment involved. Umachmir Leim Divra Remeir. With Machmir, that they have to get a petach. We'll explain the Gemara a little more. But Chachamim omrim, porkin le petach mimakom acher. Chachamim say that we'll look for a petach from a different place to explain it. So they won't be, you know, easy with darim. Let me do the round on this, then I'll come back to the Mishnah. Okay, let's go to the round on Yud Chedamud Beis now. If you look again on the round, Yud Chedamud Beis. So he says around the 15th narrow, medium wide line. Nader b'cheirem lo marna. Did you have a Josh, by the way, now? Do you see the medium wide lines in the Ran? Do you see around the, there's an asterisk with a half parentheses around 15 lines midway down? You have it?
It's a little above the Tosfot.
Here, you have it? Okay, okay. Thank you. Anyway, Nadar b'cheirem, v'amar lo nadar tib l'chamo shel yam, hashta b'farish v'azil, ketzit perushan l'akel. So now, the Mishnah is explaining how does perushan l'akel, that if they explain what it is, we're lenient. He says, v'hai d'nakel l'v'hai gavni d'mefarish v'azil, the fact that he mentions these cases, v'lo nakel l'v'hani gavni d'resha, why doesn't he use like some of the examples from the first Mishnah? Why doesn't he say that the person made the neder? And he says, I meant the cherim of Kohanim, which is not a davar nadur. We said till Kohanim gets it would be, but after the Kohanim receives it's not. Why does he mention this thing with the fishnet? He says, Ributashmin, it's teach me a chiddush, sha'afo pishu mefarat nidro b'davar zar. In other words, sheinu kolkach mashpat l'shono. In other words, kecherim of shalyam. In other words, this explanation seems kind of far-fetched that he meant, he says to his friend, he says, this object is cherem to me. And I didn't mean the cherem based mikdash, I meant the fishnet. So it sounds like a kind of odd hesber, but notwithstanding that, he says, v'hani echini d'tani afilu hachi mehim, and nevertheless, he's believed. If he says that's what he meant, he's believed. Let me just do a few more and then I'll pause in a little bit, okay? Then the next round, Bechermo Shalyam, Reshet Sadim Badagim and Ayam Kuri Cherem. The fishnet is called a Cherem. You know, I was trying to figure out today, I didn't really work this out, like what the connection is between all the types of Cherem. You know, like there's a Cherem, it could be like a donation, you know, to kind of base Mikdash. Cherem could also be like this Rabbi Blasi was saying, like something you destroy, HaCherem Tach Remain. You destroy them and things like that. The only thing I'm thinking is like something which is like cut off from everything is cherem. So the fish that cuts the fish off from the sea, maybe in that way it would come out. You know, I think in Arabic, I think they refer to, maybe you know, Josh, the harabayit. I think it's called the haram al sharif. I think they say in Arabic, like the royal precinct, but it's like something which is, you know, muvdal, something which is separated. That's what I think they all bear in common. All right, anyway, back in the Gemara, he says here, harayatzmi korban, in the Ran, Kolomar Hayamadabir Mchaviro, he was talking with his friend, but Amarlo Harayatzmi Korban, because I'm like a Korban to you. He says, Avapishinersho Seralav Gufok Korban, even though it sounds like Sipukshat, he's offering the friend and getting benefit to him, like as if he's a Korban. He says, Ki Amar Lonadar Lebetsam Shneath Leot Noderbo, who says, I meant there's a bone I have in the house, that's what I was referring to. He's believed with that. Okay, now, in other words, etzem can mean a bone, etzem can mean myself. So he says to the friend, atzmi korban lecha. So it sounds, no. So I would say he's saying that he's like a korban to his friend, he's asked to him. He says, I meant atzmi, I have this bone in my house in the closet. That's the bone. That's like a korban. That's what he said. So it's a little bit of a far-fetched thing, but that's what he meant. Okay, we're doing the Rans on the Mishnah. The Ran is on Yud Chen Amud Beis Shaya, but the Mishnah we just did on Kaf Amud Aleph. Okay, so we're on Yud Chen Amud Beis, the first very wide line in the Ran. Okay, page 36, you have it. Okay, so he says, "V'al kulan nishal lehem v'nishal kulei." So we said, and the Gemara is going to explain this more. Akulin, we don't have to, in other words, the person doesn't have to go to a bezin if he's a Talmud Chacham to ask to be makir this neder. So mefarish b'gemara the hachi kamar. So the Gemara is going to explain this is what it means. In nishalim lehem b'talmud Chacham, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to be shoel for it. The chino dar b'cheirem v'yamar lo nadar to the promotional yam mehiman. If a Talmud Chacham says, I meant the fishnet when I said cheirem, he's believed. Lo tzir she'ela. Then the next phrase in the Mishnah is if they ask, Kolomar, Yihavi Yenish Shalom Einan. If it's a person who's not believed, he says, who could go and shu Am Aretz. The Am Aretz, we wouldn't believe with these, you know, explanations. Lufichach Tzir She'ela. So he has to go to a Bezdin or a Chacham to be met to the Neder. On Shino Tan, Imla Guheter, So the Gemara can explain that if the person, let's say, was violating the terms of the neder before he came to Beis Din, we would make him come into compliance according to the number of days that he was violating. That would be onshin atan. And then continuing on in the Ran, he says, line third white line, do you have it, Shaya? Okay. Umachmirin alehen shein potin lehem b'charata means that if you're matir neder, you could have either charata or petach. So charata is the easier of the two. Charata is the person says, I was upset, and then I calm down, I didn't want the neder anymore. That's the easier one to do. And then a petach is, if you realize all the events would have occurred, would you have made the neder? So ein poch, so he says, machmir in alein, we're machmir, and what's the language in the Mishnah? He says, machmir alein, he said that we're machmir alein, the root mayor. So the Ran explains, what does it mean we're machmir? He says, shein potkin lehem b'charata, that we don't, we don't matir the neder based on charata. We matir to watch to petach lenidron. We have to find a petach for it. So it's harder to find a petach than charata. He says. Then according to chachamim, pokim le petach milkomacher. So pokim petach milkomacher. So the Ran explains tarti pli. The chachamim are mechulak with meir on 2 points. Chara din onshin atan mavul nidron. First, they disagree that there's any penalty. So again, we'll see, if the person made this neder and maybe he's for a week or something like that, and then he's not observing it, so we'd make him observe it for a week before we'd be matured, according to Rav Meir. So the Chachamim disagree with that. We're not gonna do that. He says, V'od shepotkim l'charata. In addition to which, the Chachamim say we can be matured neder based on charata, which is easier to handle or easier to find. He says, V'kari le'makom afer. The Tanakh calls it another place. In other words, it's not based on the language of the neder. It's makom acher. In other words, did you realize that this and that would take place? That's based on the language of the neder. You said X, Y, and Z. Did you realize that all these things would occur? So the petach, which is your state of mind or something like that, that's called makom acher. And then just one more little more on, and then we'll pause. Okay, umalam din otan shenahu yisur. We teach them that they should, umalam din otan they shlo yinhagu kalat rosh bin adarm. We have right. So the Ran has a different girsa in the Mishnah than we have. So in our Mishnah, we says umalam kalat rosh bin adarm. But the Ran says afilu adarm alalu v'daf b'mani to save the shvut didhu havi lahachmir tzvei lahakel aminim. So she'elu lamar kididlei lamar kididlei, abba b'hanach deresha nadar b'samaliach. All right, this we don't need. In other words, but the key is he's saying that we teach them that it's very chamor these nadarim, and that they should bring themselves into compliance with them. Okay, who should questions come to us on anything we did in the Mishnah? What? Yeah, we're going to do. The Gemara is going to explain more. So, it would be for any neder. According to the Tana Rav Meir. Okay, I think. Okay, what's that? Charata and petah. So it means if a person wants to be matir neder, he wants to go to Beis Din, and the Beis Din should release him from the vow. So the Beis Din doesn't go presto, it's released, or they have to find either charata or petah. Charata, that the Beis Din makes the determination that the person made the neder not in his normal state of mind, let's say he was angry, now he's calmed down, that would be charata. Or a petach, the person didn't realize all the things that would occur as a result of it, and that would be a petach. Okay, they have to find one or the other. All right? Everybody good? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now and talk about an olive. Okay? All right, let me make sure everybody's okay here. Okay, because yeah, people keep coming on. I have to keep up. Okay. Back in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, "Hagup Akasha." The Mishnah is internally contradictory. Amrit Ein Nishalim Lahem. That the Mishnah says on one line, Ein Nishalim Lahem. That there's no need to ask a Beis Din to release them from the vows. Bahadatani Nishalu On Shel Tanamach Mir Lahem. And then the Mishnah says that if they do ask, we punish them, and we're machmir with them. We explain to the Ram what that meant. So he says, so when onsh no tan, if they didn't observe a piece of it, we make them comply, and then we're machmir that not charata, we have a petha. So Amar Rav Yehuda hasketani. Rav Yehuda says this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. He says the kulan ain't tzrichim she'ela, that none of the ones that we mentioned require she'ela. None of the ones that we mentioned require a she'ela from a chacham or a bezdin. But memurim b'tamat chacham. If the person who's coming is a tamat chacham, in other words, these are kind of far fetched explanations. But a tamat chacham, it's from a rabbanim, we would believe him with it. Aval b'ama aretz shabal yishael. But if it's an ama aretz and he's coming to the bezdin and he's coming, he wants to be released from the vow. On shinoto machmir lav. So we're going to be punish him, which the Gemara will explain shortly, and we're machmir. So the Gemara says, "B'shleim machmir and v'lpatin le'bacharata." So this is what the Ran was explaining before. I understand that we're machmir that we don't open up with karata. Karata is easier to find. We don't find that avenue. Ela onshin hechidan. What does it mean to be onish? We're manish them. How we onish them? Hit the tongue, like we learned in the Brisa. Mishin azar v'yavar m'ziruto. Let's say a person took a neder to be a nazir for 100 days, and then during the 100 days, 60 days, he was busy drinking wine, which he's not supposed to do as a nazir. He says, then he comes to Bez and he wants to be released from his nazirus. He says, Ein is kakimo. So the Bez then doesn't get involved with this fellow. Atin hogo Easter came from the Beheper, the Rabbi Huda. So point to Rabbi Huda, we would, if the example I just gave, which is Arzu's example, we would insist that he observe another 60 days where he doesn't drink wine. Now, again, with a nazir, if he comes in contact with a dead person, that's the end of his nazirus. But if he's drinking wine, it's not the end of his nazirus. He's just in violation of it, right? No. He only has to start over again if he comes in contact with a dead person. He didn't come into contact with a dead person, but he was drinking wine, which he shouldn't be doing. No. Again, let's focus. So let's say he took a neder to be a nazir for 100 days, and in the 100 days, 60 days he was busy drinking wine, and then he figures, let me go to Bezdin and let them do hataras and darim for me. I want to be out of this whole situation. So the Bryce is saying we don't let them out of the neder till they first bring themselves into compliance the number of days that they were in breach. So we're going to insist, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they do 60 days with no wine, and then we'll be mocked to the netter. Okay? Okay, let's see just the two dots, then I'll pause and we'll take questions. Okay? So he says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, again, this is in the Braisa. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bavemurim B'miya Zirut Mwetet. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, we would insist the person bring themselves to the compliance if it was a nazir mu'at, it means if the nazirus is not more than 30 days, and then he violated a number of days, we'd say observe those number of days. Above a nazir meruba, but if it's a longer nazirus, which is the example I just gave before, dayo shloshim yom, it's enough for 30 days. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, we would max it out at 30 days. So we'd say, observe 30 days of no wine, and then come to the desert. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, hova Amri Rabbanan in this talking low. Since Rav Yosef says, since the Chachamim teach us that we don't get involved with, again, let's go back. So in the Braisa, we said that we don't get involved with the person till he, according to Rav Yehuda, till he observes the number of days that he had violated, and according to Rav Yosef, at least back to 30 days. So I'm Rav Yosef, hold on, I'm Rav Yosef, and he's Kakilo. So Chachamim say we don't get involved with this fellow. The Mizdaka K, Lo Abichapi, Rav Bezdin does get involved with him prematurely. They're not doing the right thing. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amir Mishamtinale. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says we would put that Bezdin in Nidui. In other words, that they're doing it this way. Okay, let me just see some Ron, and then we'll pause. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So this Ron is on our daf on Klaf Amud Aleph. Okay. And then we could begin with the learning the halacha, but that's not relying the halacha. Time on some darim mahachmir kisam anitin. Okay, that's the previous sugya. Some darim that if it's not clear, so we go lahachmir. Well, the nazir meruba klomar shah yotem shoshim yom. Bovam rabbanan is kachin lo beidin the mizdakek lo abichapir. Flomar, lo tema had the kamar in his pocket low. In other words, the Ran says, don't say that when the Gemara says in his cocking low, you don't get involved with this fellow. Lamar Shima Zirulaf Shishal Nidro, that, you know, we don't chase him down and tell him that he should be Shawal Nidro. Even though we were trying to encourage somebody who did not violate his neder to be mocked in the neder, because if a person, even if he fulfills the neder, he's called a chote, a sinner. The mean of pure kindle kama, like the Lord is going to send stuff days, which is Dafyomi on Wednesday. Kamakaimo, Kilu Kurivalav Korban. He says, Zumiu in Baldi Shael Beatsmo, he's talking the Hatiro. So I would think that if he came on his own to ask, then we would be involved with him. In other words, I could think alternatively, what does it mean, Enis Kakinlo? He said, in other words, when the Brisa says, Enis Kakinlo, I would think I don't have to run after this guy to encourage him to come to a Beis Din. But if he, on his own volition, comes to the Beis Din, then I would be involved with him. That's what I would think. So he says, Delayta, that's not the case. In other words, if he comes to us, we say goodbye until you bring yourself into conformity. Well, in halacha, continuing on with this round, okay? In halacha, time alone for Rabbanan de Manitin. So, in halacha, the round says, we hold like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah. The Amrit in Dharmalalu in on Shinotan. Yeah, so again, so we were touching up the sheet of the Tana Rebbeir. Well, we have to focus on the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that we don't punish them. That's what the Chachamim say. Remember, we had 2 points that Rameir held, we don't do charata with them, and we punish them. So the Chachamim disagree on both those points. We don't punish them, and we don't, and we could use charata. So no punishment. That's the way the Ran says we pass them, like the Chachamim. And we would open the neder with charata, like I explained in the Mishnah. That's talking about these nedarim, the ones that we just mentioned, which are on a Drabbanan level. But Nadarm, which are valid on a Torah level, even though we would open up with Karata, but in the Hakinami, Ran is saying the Chachamim would hold that if it's a neder deraisa and he had violated it, then we would make him, you know, bring himself to conformity. And if a Talmud Chacham gets involved with this fellow before he brings himself to conformity, so we would put that Talmud Chacham into Nidui. In addition to which, if somebody says it's mutar, the Mishamtina lay, he says, below Abid Shapir, a Ramban Zal. That's what the Ramban says. We kafu b'tosfot chachmei tzarfatim zal, ma'asna b'chash nadarmi kol perish b'olam, puts me dagan. There was an incident that the Ran says that the Balei Tosfot from France say a person made a neder that will block them from all products in the world except for grain. We have Aral Nidro, and then he violated his neder. Like, I see, you know, he was eating the apples, whatever. Ubal Yisrael lefnei harav, and he came to be matir neder. Benizkak lo la'al tervi hitro. Whatever the rav was, he was matir it right away. He says, below his kill and hold Easter, kemim shenai v'min heter. And he didn't make him be in conformity. Let's say he took a neder, he's not going to have any more apples or fruits or whatever. And that was, you know, 3 months ago, and he's been eating, and now he comes to the rav to be matir neder. So the Rav was matured right away, and he didn't make him like do a you know, days in conformity. But Tana Rav Haita, the Apagav Benidra Doraita Hava, the Rav Tana, even though you write this neder is a valid neder on a Torah level, and there's no, and on the face of it is a valid neder, and Mela, so according to what we learned, he should make him be in conformity. Rafil Rabbanan Sirfin Hog Yisur, Rafil Hachi Kimin Shima Tama Akva Yisuro. He says, look, if I keep him and say, you're still subject to this neder, I'm going to marshal him. This is something he can't handle. So he's just going to continue violating. It's going to be worse. For Ode, Will you call it Tasek Melech Shemayim? Whatever, he's not going to be in good shape. He physically. The only thing was not clear, he didn't do the karate, he did the petach. But now the only thing I'm not clear on is if it's a neder doraisa, does he have to admonish him like all the days that he did violation? You didn't say so mafurish with this, but that's all right. But it looks like the luck is like Rabbi Huda. I assume he would have to do all those days. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts?
Are you going to summarize this? I never ask you to.
Why don't you summarize it?
I don't think so.
I always have to summarize everything. Okay. So we said that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. If it's ambiguous, I don't know what the neder means. We did on Shabbos that I have to go to the stringent way. But if a person makes an neder and he says, I meant A, and that's a very lenient explanation, then we follow it. And we learned from the Mishnah that even, and Ron explained, that even if this explanation seems a little far-fetched, we would believe him with that. But with the proviso that he's a Talmid Chacham. If he's not a Talmid Chacham, i.e. he's an Ama Aretz, then we would not believe him with that. And then he needs to do Hatar Nedarim. So if he's the Ama Aretz now, he needs the Hatar Nedarim. So it seems like from the Ron that even though he says that he meant, you know, X, but we still make him do Hatar Nedarim, but it seems like it's an Eder on a Rabbanon level. So so if he was in violation of his Neder, he has to bring himself to conformity with it. And then according to Rameir, you can't use Charati, you have to use a Petah. We have to find a valid reason that it's harder, but we do the petach. And then according to the Chachamim, though, we wouldn't punish him at all, and we find a petach from somewhere else. But we teach him that this is some chamur. Let me see how the article translates that. One second. Yeah, we instruct them to observe these nadarim, right? So they don't act with levity with other nadarim. In other words, with these nadarim, we say, you know, you should, while they're in force, you should comply with them, right? The amarans. Now, then the Ran got into a whole piece. He says first we pass them like the chafamim. That's the first issue, but then the Ran made an important chiluk. He said it's only by din drabanan. If it's a neder doraisa, like an all fours, which is a din doraisa, so then there we would be potech. We would open with charata, but we would insist that he. It sounds like he shinahog isur. In other words, he has to do in compliance. It sounds like the number of days that he violated. We insist on that. Okay, who's your question? Comes to us? Anything? We
thank you. You summarized it much better than I could have.
All right. Yeah.
We don't punch. What's the
neder anyway? Wait. No. Yeah. Let's come and say again. According to the Ran. We don't punish them at all, and in addition to which, and potchel and petach nechom acher means we can even do charata. You can do charata, so it's very lenient. But we teach them like up until the time that we do the petach, you're subject to a neder. You have to observe it till we're mocked to the neder for you. All right. In other words, we're not saying it like with the Talmid Chacham, it's nothing to worry about. We're saying like this is an edder. Okay. All right, let's see back for we gotta go move, yeah. Where? In the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we have Rameir and the Chachamim. Okay, got it? Okay. Let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, and now I have to pick up the pace a little bit, so okay. So Tanu Yolamah to Ragil ben Nedarim. So a Tana taught in a Brisa, a person should not be accustomed to making Nedarim. Shesof Talamol b'Shuah. There's two versions here. Either on the side, still from the mold, but the Nedarim. In other words, eventually you keep making Nedarim, you're going to come to violate Nedarim. But someone is saying, that you'll end up like violating a shua, which is more chamor. The alti regulates the amaharets. Don't hang out with an amaharets just of tvalim, because sooner or later he's going to feed you tvalim. In other words, the amaharets are not reliable that they take all the masrot and things like that, and so he'll give you untithed produce. So that's not good. Alti regulates the kohen amaharets of kalafil truma. He says, don't hang out with a kohen who's an amaharets, because in the end he'll give you truma, and so you're not a kohen, he'll give you truma. Or the other girsa is nein yakel, because on the side truma tmeya. In other words, he'll give you truma tmeya. So either you're a kohen, so truma is not a problem, but truma tmeya, that's what you eat it. The al tarbes yichai ma'isha. Don't spend a lot of time talking with a woman. She's so kala voli beinia. For the lead you to like the lewd thoughts. Now, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, the way I remember is the in Pirkei Avot it says, "Filu beishto amru kavachom beisha tavero." Even his own wife, kavachom somebody else's wife. He says, "Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, kol hatsofa ben Hashem." We're 2 lines above where he gets one and kavachom ben Aleph. Okay, it says Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, kol hatsofa ben Hashem. Whoever looks at women, sofa just means to look. Sofo bali de avera. He's going to end up with avera. Please wait till I pause. Okay, wait till I pause, then questions. Think of the questions, take a piece of paper out, and wait 10 minutes, okay? He says, so Fobali Devera, whoever gazes at a woman's heel, we don't know what heel means. He's going to have children who aren't so appropriate, not well mannered children. So Amar of Yosef, so that's the end of the Braisa. Amar of Yosef, who we each don't need it. So if Yosef says, it means, now, there's different shatim on this, but where's the Ran? The Ran, yeah, the third white line down in the Ran, he says, filu ishtonida sheshba shadheter. It means even if the woman is your wife, but and she's a nida, but she'll have a shasheter, I shouldn't be mistakel on her, and I shouldn't, like, look at her, but I'll explain in a minute. Amrishim Lakish. Akeva de katani ma komatinofe. Shlach says when the price said akeva her heel, it meant her genital area. Shuhum chuba can I get akiv? Genitals is above the heel. That so really means so in other words so it's saying mistakel ba akeva shel isha avil banim shenim uganim. If a person gazes at a woman's genital area, he's going to have ill mannered children. You shouldn't be gazing at that place. He says. Tanya, you learn the Braisa, Bavurti Yiratol Pneichem, that I'm giving you the Torah so that, the Yira shall be on, the fear of God will be on you, Zugusha. That refers to like embarrassment. A person has had Boshas Panim from some situations. Our society, people have no Busha from anything. They walk around, no clothes, whatever, hello, how are you? So, like a person, he's from Jew, you should have Busha. He says, Levotita Chataum, since the busha brings you to yirachet. In other words, it says the Torah says, "Bavurti yirto apneicham levelti techatau." The busha, so you won't sin. Mikan amru siman yafe badam shu baishim. So there, from there, Chachamim say it's a good semen of a person's a baishim. That's a good mida. Acher omrim kol adam bayesh lobim rachu chote. So others say, which is usually Reb Meir. Whoever has embarrassment, he's not going to sin easily. Mishen lo boshet panim, the adushal amduho tabal har Sinai. A person has no boshet panim, so you know that his forebears were not at Har Sinai. So if you looked at the Ran on the third white line, lame shabushim vilde yirenche, the al panechem mashma boshet panim, al panechem is like boshet panim, you have embarrassment. Uchtiba tradable tita katau, lo amduho tabal har Sinai. The reason I'm giving the Torah to Har Sinai as a result of this whole, experience, you'll have Yirat Shemayim, Uchtiv, and then it says, Eda Shri Yeshno Po Hayom, Eda Shri Nino Po. In other words, both of those who are here now and those who aren't here now. So in other words, that's why I'm doing it. So you could say that the covenant is with all future generations. I thought, it's like Chazal teaches that the neshamas of all people that will be born were at Har Sinai. He says, "Umishal boshapanim eino mizaram." If a person doesn't have boshapanim, so he doesn't seem like he was at Har Sinai. He says, "Let's see back in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a few lines." He says, "All right, wait, one second. Yeah. So again, so Rav Yosef's statement about gazing at the heel was talking about the genital areas. What we said, that's what he meant. Okay, now one second. Let me look. Okay. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Daniel, then you, Yosef, then Vroom. Okay.
We're not talking about obstetricians who are looking at the area all day.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to come speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi, but it clearly means like you're mistakel, presumably for Hana, is the way I would say it, you know, but, you know, it's something like the person, you know, if you're continuing, you know, considering being an OBGYN, you know, you might want to speak to a rabbi before you, you know, get into that, into that field, you know. All right. Okay. Now, what's the
diagnosis?
No. It's looking at the heel, which is the general area. Okay. So, okay. Any other questions, comments to us? Okay,
so is the looking at the heel talking about the Isha Nida or?
Right. So that's what he said. He said Ishtonida is talking about the heel, right? In other words, there's different hezbeirim. The Ran says that even his wife, when she's a Nida, in other words, even if it's your wife, and she's a needy, you shouldn't. But let me take a look. Wait. Let's see what he says here. He says, one second. Yeah. Right. He says you shouldn't look at the parts of her body that are normally covered, because you might be tempted to cohabit with her, which is punishable by kare. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, an alternative explanation, the Brisa, this is in footnote 34, the Brisa which implies the practice of kneeling proper, but not forbidden, for as only one's need a wife. For in the case of other women, such staring is forbidden as derived from Pasuk and Shvartam equal the Barah. So in other words, this Brisa says it's not good. It's not good. And that's even Ishtonida. But other women, it's even more, you know, prohibited. All right, you know what? Oh, listen, I have to move much. Listen, I got to move much quicker. We spoke to with too much conversation before. I apologize. I have to move on. I'm sorry, Fern. Listen, do me a favor. Get to the faith in the Mishnah Berurah blue. Okay, now let me move on further to the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, Tana says, Arba Advarim Sakhli Malach Yashari. The Malach Yashari told me 4 things. The Gemara is going to say it could be Tamid Chachamim. We'll see in a minute. They tell me 4 things. One, Chigrim Lima Havian. Why are some children born lame? But they Shahov Chim and Shulchanam. Because the parents were hoping they overturned the table. So it means it's different shasim. Either it means that he had relations with the woman like from the rear end, that could be, or that the woman was on top, the man was on the bottom, but in some way they didn't pay properly. And again, it's Chiger, it's Mida Keneged Mida. He says, where is he here? He says, one second. He says, Lepisha Shina Biyarech Lo Kabiyarech, the Ran says. He flipped over with his hip, therefore, you know, the person, you know, the punishment is with the hip. He says, but now is this for the children or for the parents? The children, yeah. Okay. Then he says, Ilmim and Lema Havian, why are people mute? He says, the Shemanashkim Lo Tomakom, they, you know, kiss in the genital area. Chershim Neima Havin is deaf mute. Nishmasapra Mishat Tashmish. They have a conversation during intimate sex. Sum Neima Havin, why people blind? Nishmastaklin Bo Tomakom. They look at that place. Let me say, definitely it's the kids, right?
See here. Yeah.
Because, one second.
No, Ladim Yaladim Chigrim.
It was they, 43, one second. The parents, right? Okay. Yeah, so he says from the Ran, it sounds like it's the people themselves. From the Ran, it sounds like it's the people themselves who did the Aveira, but others want to say it's the kids. Okay, so he says whom? Okay, so he says, so Raminu. So this, so we have the statement from Yochanan Dabai. So we now we have though a contradiction from the following brisa. So it says, Shalu et Ima Shalom. So Ima Shalom is the wife of the Tana Reb Lezer. So her name is Shalom. Ima is the little title for her. And that's the way that Rabbi Belibus was saying. Shalu et Ima Shalom. Lema, turn page. Ba'nayach yafeifin biyoter. How come your children are so beautiful? So Amralahen. So she said to them, Einu misaperi mi lo b'tchila layla b'lo b'sofa layla b'chasoda layla. So misaper here means he has intimate relations with me. We look at the Rashi / Mefarish. Einu misaperi no mishamish. My husband doesn't have tashmish with me in the beginning of the evening, and not the sofa layla. So if you look at the Ran says, there are people like walking around at different hours, so like if you know, you hear like the distractions, so you might think, you know, of other women or other things like that during the tashmish. So he only has tashmish b'chatzot laila at midnight. Uchshum misaper migale tefach machaset tefach. When my husband misaper is a euphemism for it has intimate relations with me. He's megala tefach mechasa tefach. He reveals one tefach and he covers over a tefach. And the Ran says that, you know, Chazal teach us like megala tefach mechasa tefach, or he's allowed to megala tefachayim. When a man, you know, goes to the bathroom like to urinate, he can uncover tefachayim, two tefachim. So he wants to say like for intimate sex, he would only megala one of those tefachim. The doma lav kmish boshed. He seemed like somebody who was being forced by like a spirit. So either the pshat is, if you look at the Ran, he says on the second hour line, Kmish Poshade, Shamahair Kadama Nitrad Mahmat Shesh, Kfeu Alma, the Spiriya Bshat Tashmish. So he looked like he was doing hurriedly, or and then Rabbi Leibowitz was quoting from the Ravid in the Bali and Nefesh. The Ravid wrote a sefer Bali and Nefesh on Hilchot Nidah. So he says over there two other pshatim. Either he seemed like he was onus, he was being forced to do it, or he was acting out of yira, out of fear. And with that one, he wanted to say that the idea was that he was just doing it, like, not for his own hana, but for the wife's hana. So that's the one he said we hold like, and I'll see in a minute. But amartilo matam, and here's the key, that I said to my husband, it sounds like they're talking during Tashmish, how can we do it this way? He says, but amarli, deishlo atini nai b'isha acheret. In other words, why am I either like one shot? Why am I doing it so quickly? Or why do I guess do I seem like in such fear? In other words, I don't want to have thoughts of any other women. So, but the point being though, that the earlier statement says you can't talk in Tashmish. This says he was having a conversation with her. This is Tana Reb Lezer. And so he says, Lo Kasha. So it's not no contradiction between the statements. How really the Tashmish. The last statement is talking about the conversation relates to Tashmish, that he could talk about, but talk about other things not. And Rav Leibowitz was saying, talking about other things, it might lead you to think of other women as the problem, or it might be that other people would overhear you, and you don't want to have other people overhearing you during Tashmish, whatever. But Tashmish you could. So let's just move a few more lines and pause. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, to the Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai. Now, I don't know why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't refer to him as Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai. Aval amru chachamim ein alacha ki Yochanan ben Davai. So the chachamim said alacha does not follow. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai said four things. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai said that, he says, but why you chiger, the hochim shulchanam, either the woman is down there, or they're having like anal sex, something like that. And why Eli and the Nashkim otomakom, and they're misapid, they're talking during Tashmish, or they're mistaken about Tomakom. So here he says, Allah is not like Yochanan and Davoi. So the question is, so according to some of Farshim, it means just number one is the only thing he's cholik with, which is be mahapech. That's the only thing he disagrees with. Others want to say everything he disagrees with. He says that whatever man wants to do with his wife, he could do, presuming that she's on the same page. It's like meat that comes from the butcher. In other words, not like fresh meat. He says, "Ratzala ochlo b'melach ochlo." You want to have it with salt, you'll do it with salt. Sliochlo, you want to roast it, you do mavushal ochlo, you want to cook it, you could. Shalkochlo, you want to cook a lot, you do it. Chin dagabon bina tayad. And similarly with the fish. So the R scroll, they give two favor with this. They said, one second, because I'm tight. They said, So he says, like, you could eat the meat soon after slaughter just by eating a little salt. Many people require the meat to be roasted, footnote 12, to be roasted before the others want the meat to be cooked. It takes longer, and other ones stewed, takes longest of all. So similarly, he wants to say with intimate relations, some men have enough desire to consummate the act almost immediately. Others take longer, requiring various preparations to achieve arousal. You know, she says that one man may use, with his wife's consent, whatever behaviors are required, that he's sufficiently desirous and passionate to be able to consummate the act. Then, and he says eating is like a metaphor for cohabitation. He says, he says, by Eshet Potiphar, he says, Yosef says, he didn't keep anything away from me. The bread he eats, which is that. Then another pshat, he says that meat that's bought from the store is not as fresh as newly slaughtered meat. So he may not be as passionate as he was newly married. So just like store bought meat needs more preparation, so too also here. And then he mentions about the fish, whereas meat is limited, you can't eat with milk. Fish doesn't have a limitation. Fish can be enjoyed a wider variety of ways. Is that also when a woman bears children symbolized by fish, which symbolifies procreation? Quotes the Beiri Agadot on the Ein Yaakov. Okay, let me go further than that, and I've got to close. Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, so it's now, he says, Amar Meimar, Man Malachi Esharei. So Meimar says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai says, Malachi Esharei told me, like the ministering angels, who the Malachi Esharei? Rabbanan, the rabbis, the Malachi Esharei. He came Malachi Esharei Mamish, if you say the Malachim themselves, why would Rabbi Yochanan say the Malachim does not follow him? He heard this from the Malachim. So even though the Malachim can't be a source of the Torah, but Ha'inu Bekiyim, it's sort of La to say. The Malachim, though, are Bekiyim in the formation of the fetus. So that they know. And so if he says, why the Higer, why this, that you would know. Why are the Talmid Chachamim called Malachim Esharei? The Mitzayne called Malachim Esharei. So one is Mitzayne, this is where Rabbi Leibowitz said, like they're set off, the distinct, like it says in the Haggadah that the Bnei Israel were Mitzayanim in Egypt. And then he had some other Hezbeirim on that, but there was something else. But we do see, he mentioned, like there's a Dimyon, like the Gemara says, if your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzvakot, you can learn from him, otherwise not. In other words, if he's not from and things like that, you shouldn't learn from somebody. Rebbe's got like a Malach, but she has a lot of connections with this. He had one shot. I don't know how to put it into the word. I mean, I do, but I don't understand. It's like, is that the wearing the where it sits? It's like the. But then he had another shot about Mitzayne. I don't know what it was. Now, Ahida Taila coming to Rebbe. He says there was a woman who came before Rebbe. Amralo Rebbe Arachti Lo Shulchan Vavacho. I prepared the table for my husband. He flipped it over. He's obviously a metaphor for sex. So Amarla Biti in the Hafacho means like either he wanted me on top, or he wanted to do, from the rear end, whatever. So Amarla BT Torah Hitiratech. Is the Torah permits you to him? Bani Maya Selik, what can I do for you? Ahita Taila Kami Durab, Amralo Rebbe Arachilo Shulchan Vafako. I prepared the table, we flipped it over. Amar Marishnam and Binita. Why is this different than the fish? And we mentioned about something, with the fish, and we just said that what did we say with the fish? We said why do you say with the
about the procreation?
He says fish can be enjoyed in a wider variety of ways, or the woman is like the fish, so the procreation, like you do the rope care of arts. Okay, now below Taturu Acharei Lebavchem, so saying Kriyat Shema, don't be misled after your heart. A person, this relates to what we said before, a person shouldn't drink from one cup and think about another cup. It means you shouldn't have relations with Rachel and be thinking of Leah. In other words, you shouldn't be thinking of another wife when you have or another woman. So Amar Ravina, lo nitzcha l'afilu shtei nashav. Ravina says that even they're both his wives. Let's say he's married to Rachel and Leah. When he's Rachel, he shouldn't be thinking of Leah. When he's Leah, he's thinking of Rachel. Uvaroti mekem amordim ha-poshim bi. I will, select from you, I will, sift out the people who rebel and who sin against me. Amar Rebbe Levi, Ilu b'nei teisha midot. These are the people who have these nine midot, these nine characteristics, b'nei asna b'shagach, and not a kavai, so these nine letters, which we'll go through now, b'nei ema b'nei anusa, that counts as one. The children, in other words, if the husband, like, he terrified the wife, and then she has relations with him, or b'nei anusa, he, like, rapes her, you know, like when I was young, so they didn't prefer things like this, but now they say even if you're married, you could have rape. In other words, if he forces himself on her, so the children, is that that's not a good child, it's not going to come out well. B'nei snuam, if he doesn't like the wife and he has relations with her. B'nei niduin, if he is in a state of niduin and has relations with her. B'nei tamura is exchanged. So b'nei tamura, so it's, the Ran says, if he has married more than one wife, again, he thinks he's with A and he's really with B, but that's b'nei tamura. B'nei mariva, if he has a fight with her, then he has sex, so that's also bad. B'nei shikrat, he's intoxicated. B'nei Grushalev, he decided already to divorce her and he's having relations with her, not good. B'nei Irbuvia is a mixture. We don't know, like the woman had relations with a number of men, and or even if she divorced husband number one or husband number divorced her, she married husband number two, but didn't wait the 3 months, would also be. B'nei Chatsufa, he says if the woman is brazen and says, you know, well, when are we having relations, that's not good. So all those, the children from those, you know, products from those relations are a bad midot. So, Ini, is this true? Bam Rishuwa Nachmani Am Rabbi Yonatan, or some say Rabbi Yochanan, Kodam Shishto Tovato, Havi Lobanim Shapil B'Rosh Moshe Rabbein Lo Yukumotam, that if the person has a child and his wife was the one who sought relations, it's going to be a wonderful child. And he says, and even in time Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't like this. Shinemar, Havalachem Anashim Lachachinun Ovonim. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, you know, he's trying to appoint leaders. So he says, you should pick Anashim Chachamim Munavonim, like wise and Navon, maybe in Dabu Gutotabar, Uchtiv, but Kacharashe Shetechem, Uchtiv Navonim. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't find any Navonim, he took what he could. So in time Moshe Rabbeinu, no Navonim. Uchtiv, Yisachar Kamorgarim, another pasuk that says Yisachar is a strong boned donkey, and it's referring to the fact, and the Ran brings this down, or wait, not the Ran, let's see. Yeah, if you look at the Rashi says Mefarish Yischar Chamorgarm Yischar Shinolavo Tochamor to Yaakov Rochev Shpanala Oleya. That the donkey that Yaakov was riding turned to Leah's tent, and he had relations with her, and then the product was Yischar. I think it could be, but the donkey led him to Leah's tent. Anyway, so he says Yischar Chamorgarm Uchtiv Mivnei Yischar Yodibin Alitim. So in other words, that if we take it that Leah was like seeking to have relations with him. Oh, okay, I lied to her. Okay, so Bumela, he said, of course, in other words, you should come to me because I hired you with the Judaim. So he says, so you see, they have Navonim, they Yisrael Yodebina Eatim, the sons of Yisrael Yodebina. So he sees that a woman, she has this good product. So the words that Hitam Rasya are Suye. Why don't you grab a Gemara? You'll have two lines of Gemara with Dafyomi. Okay, so he says that she didn't ask so directly, she like hinted at it and things like that with that. So if you look at Rash the Ran, the Maratza are Sri Shimapatu with the very Ritsu Pius Kalayam, Shamaliako Bala Surba Ola, I watched the come to my tent. Veloshte Tabatabata. She didn't say it so directly. All right, now I have very little time. We're on top of the base. The let me just do this next Mishnah lightly and then we'll go over more tomorrow. So Hadrilaka the Bela Mutarin, Arabanadaram Kirukhamim. There are four types of dharma, the Chamor Matir. Nidre Ziruzin is like a neder to like encourage somebody to enter a deal. Nidre Havai, where I have an exaggeration. Nidre Shigagot, I made a neder, like he says, you know, if I drank anything today, this and that'll be. And he forgot that he drank something today. This is the Nidre Onsin. He says, you know, you'll be Asher. You know, if you don't come to my house for dinner, you'll be Asher. And then through Onis, he can't come to dinner. So the seller says, this is going to be prohibited to you if I sell to you for less than a seller. The seller is like, he says, which is four dinarium. And the buyer, or the prospective buyer, says, I'm not going to give you more than a shekel, which is two dinarium. So they both really want to conclude the deal for three dinarium. It sounds like law. So you want to say that those are not like binding the dharma. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. All right, let me just do this quickly. There's a lot of dinim to go through in the Shulchan Aruch with Hilchot Tznius. I don't have time to even go through it all now, frankly. But some things that the Machaber does say, he was something straightforward. Lo yishtad ben kol zavitin ben kol sacher, but shouldn't think of another woman. And then he says that asur l'stakel bo tom akol, you shouldn't be mistakel in women's genitals, and your mavi busha. And then he says hu l'mata v'hi l'mala zu derech azus. If the woman is below the man, is on top of the man, and the man is below, derech azus. That's very brazen. He says, and then. All right, let me leave it on these dinim. Okay, now, let me just do a little sheet. No. The quick I'll adopt. So, Rebbe says, we said about Tmei Tmura. So, Tmei Tmura are children conceived by a woman who switched for one's wife. They'll be spiritually defective. Rebbe sometimes explains Tmei Tmura are children of swap wives if two men conspire to divorce and exchange wives. So that's the Rebbe wants to say if I get together with my friend, I said, let's both divorce our wives and swap, and we'll be tomorrow. Well, certainly the Rambam says we're believers between the one who married two wives, confuses which one. So the Rambam remarks that according to the Ran, Yaakov Avinu's firstborn son Reuven was Ben Tamura. Slavon substituted Leah for Rachel on the night of the wedding, and Yaakov then discovered the substitute the next morning. So when Yaakov has relations with Leah, and as a result of that is Reuven, isn't that Ben Tamura? Because he's thinking he's with Rachel, he's really with Leah. And so was that with Reuven. Indeed, the Ramami Pana writes in Asar Mamarot, it's a Kabbalistic work, I believe, that because of this defect, the tribe Reuven did not merit a portion of land that was still proper and were portioned only into Eber Yardin, because Yaakov had in mind for Rachel and he had Leah. Many commentators, however, find inconceivable that Reuven, who was one of the 12 Shvatim, was somehow spiritually defective. The Raivas suggests Reuven was not a Ben Tmura because he was not conceived on the first night of marriage. He says Tosos and Yivamo disagrees with the Raivas. But Yaakov Avinu attests that Reuven was Reshit Oni, my first strength. The Gemara in Yevamot and Ayin Vav interprets this meaning Reuven was produced by the first drop of semen ever discharged by Yaakov. This indicates, as Tosfos, that Reuven was the deep conceived on the first night of marriage. The Chidai answer is that the defect of Ben Tamur results from the woman's impure intent during Tashmish, and that she defiles the holiness of the act through her deception. Since Leah's motivation was pure, didn't want her father to marry, grew up to Esav, she conceived pious children despite the ruse. The Chidai says that Rachel and Leah were different from ordinary rival wives, who were considered as one and the same person, who was selfless, since they were so selfless. Therefore, the concept of Ben Tamura did not apply. Okay, I got a call tonight. Okay, what's up?
I don't
know.
Not covering one, not covering part, but at the time, Tashmish, the halakha that you're supposed to be totally without anything? I mean,
uncovered? No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. There's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch where what do you want to see something in there?
Oh, yes, Ruth. Yes.
Scream and go quickly.
I don't understand the Kesher with Reuven. Can you explain?
We said in the Gemara that a man shouldn't have one woman and wife and then have relations with the other woman. In other words, I shouldn't be thinking. So when Yaakov has relations with Leah, the first night of marriage, he thought she was Rachel.
Right, so I understand. Reuven. But where does Reuven come into this?
Reuven was the offspring from that Bia. Reuven was the offspring from that. So the Gemara learns that they're tainted, but that's the question. I got to go. I'm sorry. I'll see everybody. Bye-bye. Or let me end the recording.
Have a good night.
One second.